And welcome, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is hosting again in studio. Of course, she's our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Welcome.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah. So what are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about the Backroads Junket Trail.
Oh, I am familiar with that.
Yeah. So I have this morning in the studio with me, I have Vicki Daters and a special guest, her daughter, Faith. And we are going to be talking about the Backroads Junket Trail, and that's coming up on May 19th mm-hmm. through the 21st.
Yes.
And Vicki is here. Vicki has a business in Haverhill called Reclaimed Treasures on Main, and it's has all kinds of junk goodness, right?
It does.
The junky goodness.
Antiques and ice cream. That's what we say.
Okay.
Antiques and ice cream.
Great.
And everything in between.
That's all we need in life, right?
It is. It truly is.
Yeah. So welcome. I'm glad you're here this morning to visit with us about the Backroads Junket Trail. I know you were very instrumental in kind of getting this rounded up and going, and so this is like the 1 year anniversary for you.
It is. This is our second year, our first spring sale, right after Mother's Day. Last year we started, we had about 25 shops on the trail, and we're all located in central Iowa. It's a nice little ride. It's not something that you're going to accomplish in one location. 25 different stops. This year we've bumped it up to 31.
31 stops.
So we go as far south as Colfax, and we go all the way up to Ackley this year.
Great, because I know last year is a Steamboat.
Steamboat Rock is still there,
okay.
Eldora, Gladbrook, Grundy Center. Oh, yes, we're everywhere.
So you go
New
Ackley,
Providence.
Ackley to Colfax, and as far west as Nevada or Colo?
Nevada.
Colo?
We go to Nevada.
Okay.
And then we go up to New Providence.
Okay. So
McCallsburg. We've got one stop in McCallsburg, too.
Great.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Good.
All of these little shops that nobody really knows where they are.
Yeah, those little hidden gems
yes.
that people like to discover.
Oh, yes. Full of treasure.
Yes, treasures and antiques and goodness and reclaimed. And so let's talk a little bit about kind of how this got established. The Backroads Junket Trail. Talk a little bit about how it got established and then how you actually started recruiting in those shops. I think that's such a great story. You've done a lot of work, Vicki, and
we've
got to
give
you some credit for that.
Actually, I got with Ron Fisher out of Relics Midwest
yes.
here in Marshalltown. He and I got together and his wife, Connie, had lunch one day, and that's how Backroads Junket Trail was formed, over lunch and a handshake. So then I just started contacting everybody. I kind of went through the phone book, really went through Facebook. I love Facebook. There are so many things you can find. Went through and contacted all of these little bitty shops. They've never heard of me. I had never heard of them, but we formed a relationship, and that's how Backroads Junket Trail started. We all just kind of worked really hard, got everything put together, and a map was born. And published, and people were happy.
Yes.
They're like, oh my goodness, look at what we can find.
And so, I know I've heard from people that were a part of this, whether they did the whole trail or not, they loved the fact that they knew they were going to go from place to place. They had mm-hmm. a little map.
Oh, they did.
And
the map is really, I'd like to think it's well put together, but the front is a picture of the overall, what you're really getting yourself into.
Sure.
And then on the back are all of the different locations that you can visit. I even went so far as to give you a little timeline so you would know how much time to expect between one stop and the other. Because
yes.
when you're on these back roads, sometimes you feel like you're lost. So I want you to know how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B.
And I think that's such a nice service that you provided to folks, because in the meantime, it's like, well, we can have a restroom break. We can stop here for lunch or have a coffee or
exactly.
whatever you want to do in between. And that just makes it. And there's just so many neat, unique places around the central Iowa area for people
oh, yeah.
to discover that they might not have known before.
And these little, they're mom and pop shops. Really, and everyone takes great pride in what they do and what the service that they provide, and we want to showcase that
sure.
to everyone. We
you
want
bet.
Them to know what's in their backyard. You don't have to necessarily go to Des Moines or to Waterloo or to some of the bigger places with
mm-hmm.
the antique stores. We have that right here just
yeah.
waiting for you.
Yeah, with all these little unique treasures.
Oh, they're
which
fabulous.
Which is really fun.
Fabulous.
So we're going to take Wow, that wrapped up our first session. That went really fast. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back for our second segment of Experience Marshalltown.
And welcome back to our second segment of Experience Marshalltown. Our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Val Ruff, is hosting. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. Welcome back. And today we have Vicki Daters as our guest, and we are visiting about the Back Roads Junket Trail. And this is the kind of the one-year anniversary, or our Back Roads Junket Trail number 2, second year. taking place May 19th, 20th, and 21st. And boy, you are not going to want to miss out on this. So we've talked about, Vicki's here, and we've talked a little bit about how the Backroads Junket Trail was established. We know that we have 31 stops this year on the trail. So let's talk a little bit about this Backroads Junket Trail ride map.
The map. The holy grail of where to find everything.
Yes, yes, because that's important.
It is. It is very important.
So let's tell them really quick, for those that are listening, where to find the map.
Okay. If you want to print the map at home, you can go to www.backroadsjunkettrail.com, and there you will find the map. You can print it. That's also where you're going to go after the trail ride. I have a list of a member directory, and you can find each location and their regular store hours. So if it's after the trail ride and you want to visit them again, you can find that information on the website.
Oh, great.
So you can print the map from there, or if you would rather stop in any of the local shops that you like to visit here in the Marshalltown area, Grundy Center, anything that you are familiar with, they should have the map. In fact, I'm delivering a lot of them tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So if they don't have it by the end of the day tomorrow, they'll get it early next week. You can pick up a copy of your map there.
Okay. I probably should have some maps at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I printed 3,500.
Oh, my. So I would take a few. And then if you're listening and you want to stop into the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the regional partnership and at the Fisher Community Center, we would have some available, too. Okay. So great. So now that I have my map.
You can also, really quick, you can find it on Facebook as well. I have a picture on Facebook. So it's not the downloadable map on our Facebook page, Backroads Junket Trail. But you can locate a local business that's close to you on that Facebook post, and then you can go there to get the actual physical map.
Okay. Or if you're at home, you can just download it at home.
Exactly.
So tell us about the map. What's on it? It's like a treasure
map. Everything you need to know. The overall picture of what's going to happen in central Iowa for the Backroads Junket Trail in May. On the front, it'll give you time between each stop, so you know exactly how long it's going to take, approximately how long it should take you to get from one stop to the next. On the back, you're going to find each business listing, and they are listed by city. So we'll start with Marshalltown. We've got Relics Midwest, and we've got Messy Missy's on there. Then you can go in either direction. You can go left or you can go right. It doesn't matter which way you go on the map. It's all done in a complete circle.
Oh, great.
It's fantastic that way.
Okay.
So if you want to go to the left, you'll go to Haverhill and then Laurel and then Kellogg and so on. If you go right, we're going to take you up to Gladbrook and then Grundy Center, Ackley and Steamboat Rock and Eldora from there. Or even if you wanted to start in State Center. You know, you can start wherever you want to start.
Sure.
Just follow the map in either direction. It'll take you in a big circle. So on the back is a listing of every single business that's on the trail. And it gives you their address. And that's one thing that's really important for everyone to understand. This isn't a map that you can look at and go from point A to point B just looking at the map on the front.
Right.
You really need a cell phone
with
a map or a GPS or a good old-fashioned paper map. There's nothing wrong with that.
And
that's really
going to at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. If they
need fantastic.
Them.
That's going to get you from point A to point B to all of the different businesses in those towns.
Okay.
And I've also noted with a little icon on the side where you're going to be able to find food and beverage, because sometimes when you're in the middle of nowhere, you really just want something to drink.
Right.
So there's a little icon next to the businesses in that area that will provide you with information on where to find something
to eat
or drink.
Great. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a nice service. Thank you for all your hard work and making this such a, you know, what a memorable event for you know, a family or a group of gals to get together,
goodness,
or, you know, your girls' day out or grab
last
the kids.
Year, I had so many wonderful messages. I had so many emails. There was one gentleman who messaged me early on, and this was his anniversary gift to his wife. They came in from Wisconsin, out of state, to do the trail map. She really, really enjoys antiquing and looking for that rusty goodness out there.
Yeah.
And this was his surprise for her. It was fabulous.
What a great story.
We've had sisters come. I had one come from Louisiana and meet her sister in Illinois, and they came up and did the map. So yes, lots of opportunity.
So this
for some
could be
fun.
A huge thing.
It
I mean,
really
there could
is.
Be people coming in. So that's the thing that I like about it, is how many visitors are really coming in and taking part in this. So I hope somebody will ask some of those questions about, how far did you come, or how far did you travel? Are you from out of state?
I try to find out where everybody's from. And I, of course, I love feedback, you know, and
yeah.
I love to hear, oh my gosh, we're having the best time. This is fabulous. Thank you for doing this. And they're just having a blast, but they're discovering places that they wouldn't have found otherwise.
Yes.
And that's what makes us happy.
Oh, great. I'm so glad that you've taken the time to do that. So now I know that you said we've got, right now we have 31 stops. So what happens if I go to all 31 stops?
Oh, well, we've got a special treat this year. To make sure that you go to as many stops as you possibly can, we are doing gift baskets. We're doing giveaways. So at each shop, these are not found on the website. They are not found anywhere. They are in the shops only. You will receive a stamp. So your very first stop that you go to, make sure that you get the stamp card. And then each business that you visit on that stamp card will stamp it.
Okay.
At your last stop, this is the last place you're going to, make sure you put your name and your phone number on the back. Give it to the shop owner. We will put them in a big bag, and we will do a drawing for 3 gift baskets.
Cool.
And these are all, the gift baskets are created by each stop providing one little goodie.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
Yes, yes. We
very
are all
nice.
Giving something.
What a nice collaboration. Well,
yes.
And everybody benefits from it.
We
so
do. We
what,
do.
What a nice
And we
feature.
Love having everybody in.
Right.
We really do. We're excited. Very excited.
I can see why. So, wow. So the Backroads Junket Trail. So, boy, if you are looking for something to do either May 19th, 20th, and 21st, or if you want to get started on the 19th and do a little bit of junking that day and on the Saturday.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the nice thing about this too, Vicki, is that it's for anybody of any age.
It really is, because we're not talking just grandma's antiques.
Right.
We are talking rusty goodness, fresh off the farm, repurposed treasures that
yes.
have been spruced up and painted, or perhaps it's an item that's been turned into something brand new completely.
Yes.
Florals, plants. Oh my goodness. I mean, I can't paint. We've got chalk paint at one of the shops. We've
sure.
got smell goods and candles at many of the locations.
Yeah.
Perfect for spring and summer decor
mm-hmm.
items.
Mm-hmm.
It's just anything and everything. There's for as much of the sameness that we all have, we all also provide something unique and different
at each place.
At each place, you're not going to the same store 31 times.
Yeah.
We all offer something yeah. very different.
All these 31 different cool things that you can put in your house
Baskin
or your
Robbins
yard.
For junking.
There you go,
Baskin Robbins
of junking. All right, that we'll leave. That's a great way to segment into our next commercial break, and then we'll be back for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
It's the final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff, of course, she hosts each and every Thursday morning, and she is our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. So today, we're so exciting. We're talking with Vicki Daters. Vicki has a shop, Reclaim Treasures on Main in Haverhill, and she is also kind of the instigator, I'm going to call you, for the Backroads Junket Trail. Her enthusiasm for this has been just amazing, and from a convention and visitor standpoint, we're really excited about the work that she's done to bring visitors and tourists to the Central Iowa area in such a neat way, and such a this junket thing has just gone viral.
It has.
It is
it
just
really
insane.
Has.
And I know that, you know, people have always done antiquing, but this is like antiquing on steroids.
It really is.
And it's, you know, it's not about any generation. It's generational across, it's for all ages. Men and women both enjoy it. You know, us who are maybe 50 or older, we go in and say, hey, I remember playing with those, or I remember having that, or I remember watching that kind of thing.
I have a phone booth in my shop. It's not for sale. It's mine. But I love when people come in and they show their young ones, okay, how do you text on that? Show me how to text on that. It's a phone, and they're just like,
this
oh
is how
my
we
gosh.
We would go in here to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
it's
driving
amazing.
Up and you had the drive up phone and you put the money in
yes.
it and talk to people. That is just crazy. Kyle's smiling because he remembers all of that.
It wasn't that long ago that I actually used one of those.
Really?
They're still around from time to time. You'll see them.
Yeah. And now they're like a big photo op. Oh, let's
are.
Get our picture
in
the phone booth.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we actually did make phone calls.
I know. And you know those phones are heavy. Did you ever really, I don't think anybody really paid attention to that, but the phones that we used to talk on, they were heavy. How were we on them for hours?
I know.
That's what I want
to
know.
Well, we had to stand still. We couldn't walk around.
No,
with them either.
No. Mm-mm.
So, Vicki, let's talk a little bit in our final segment here about the Backroads Junket Trail. So if somebody's just tuning in, tell us again how many stops are on the Junket Trail this year.
We have 31 fabulous stops, okay. all located centrally in Iowa.
Centrally in Iowa.
Yes.
Yeah. And the date, tell us the dates again of the event.
May 19th, 20th, and 21st. That's Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday, the weekend after Mother's Day. So maybe mamas
yes.
want to ask for some spending money.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh. We've got Friday and Saturday are 9 to 5, and Sunday is noon to 4.
Okay, good, because we hadn't really talked about that. Mm-hmm. So Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 4.
And some of these, I probably should say, when you go on the website, www.backroadsjunkettrail.com, and you look at the business directory, you'll see the store's normal hours.
Okay.
Not to be alarmed. For the sale, all 31 stores are open the same hours.
Okay.
9 to 5 and noon to 4 on Sunday.
Okay. And if you want to get that map, the trail map, how do we get that trail map again?
You can download it on the website. You can go to Facebook and find a shop that's really close to you. And you can go in there and say, hey, I need a map. And I need a stamp card for the gift baskets.
Right. Great. So what else do we want to share with the folks about the Backroads Junket Trail? So let's just say you've got some sort of a family event, May 19th, 20th, and 21st. Is it going to be back this year?
It is. Absolutely. We are twice yearly. We are May and October. So our October sale is going to be October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And we hope to have even more stops.
Wow, and it's going to be fall, and
it's beautiful.
It'll be
absolutely
beautiful.
Beautiful.
So, thank you. I mean, you have done so much work, and I just want to thank you because I know that this takes a lot of work, and I know that folks really enjoy that. You know, these types of opportunities. It's, you know, this is an event, really.
It really is. It's good bonding time with the girlfriends, bonding
yes.
time with the family.
Right.
Get out and do something adventurous for the weekend.
Get out and travel and
yes.
get around. And, you know, if it happens to be rainy, get your umbrella.
Get your umbrella and
your rubber
go
boots
anyway.
On and get going. And
we're all inside. Nobody is outside.
And the other thing is that we need to understand, you know, these are all 31 vendors around the Central Iowa area, but these are small businesses.
They are.
And when we get out and we spend a little money in these small businesses, that keeps these small businesses viable.
You have no idea. You really don't. Shopping with us really keeps us alive, and you're not feeding a corporation. You're feeding us, and you're helping our business to grow.
Yeah.
So
who give back to their communities.
We do. We spend our money locally.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's really a neat that we do that. So thank you very much for putting together this Backroads Junket Trail and all of these vendors that you've reached out to and all the great relationships that you've built with these other businesses. And
oh, I love these guys.
I know.
They're awesome.
Isn't that great?
Really awesome.
That's so exciting. Gives me goosebumps. So make sure you take advantage of the Backroads Junket Trail. And down at the Convention and Visitors Bureau at the Fisher Community Center, we're going to have some of those maps. And then we also have maps that are available for Marshalltown and Marshall County.
Oh, perfect.
So I would be glad to provide those. And so if you want to get more information, we have this on our website, www.marshalltown.org. And if you click on the events tab and you go to the calendar and you just hover that mouse over the Backroads Junket Trail and you click on that, you can get more information on where to get your information. And today's broadcast will be also put on, we'll put that on our Facebook so that if you have information you need to get, you can. So thank you for tuning in today to Experience Marshalltown and learning more about the Backroads Junket Trail.